This is Red Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Kharki directs Nepali Army to fulfill election security responsibility in coordination with other security agencies. Shortage of specialist affects the services of National Organ Transplant Center in Bhaktapur. Biratnagar Kings defeat Karnali X in Nepal Premier League second match. Kathmandu Gorkhas win first match against Chitwan Rhinos. And Hong Kong tower blocks fire, death toll rises to 128. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Kharki has said that the role of the Nepali Army would be significant to successfully holding the upcoming election to the House of Representatives, scheduled for the 5th of March, maintaining peace and security in the country. In course of inspecting the Nepali Army headquarters at Bhadrakali in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Kharki clarified that the Nepali Army has the major role in the campaign of fulfilling the national duties by holding the House of Representatives election in a free and fair-free environment on the slated date, ensuring peace and security. She directed the Nepali Army to make necessary coordination with other security bodies, including Nepal Police, to maintain peace and security in the country, to recover the looted weapons and arrest the prisoners who escaped during Janji movement. Similarly, according to the Prime Minister's secretary, the Nepali Army briefed the Prime Minister about the present security situation, major challenges and future plans. Services at the Shahid Dharma Bhakta National Organ Transplant Center in Bhaktapur have been affected due to a shortage of specialists, resulting in a halt in liver transplantation. According to the center's executive director, Dr. Kalpana Shrestha, the shortage arose after the retirement of the center's sole liver transplant specialist, Dr. Pukar Chandra Shrestha, in July-August. Since then, the center has not been able to provide liver transplant services, which had been available there since 2073 Bikram Sambat. Executive Director Shrestha stated that Health and Population Minister Dr. Sudha Gautam has already been informed about the issue. Bangladesh has agreed to purchase an additional 20 megawatts of electricity from Nepal, increasing the total power import to 60 megawatts. The decision was made at the 7th meeting of the Energy Secretary-level Nepal-Bangladesh Joint Steering Committee on Energy held in Dhaka on Thursday. The meeting agreed to complete the required technical and legal procedures for exporting the additional power alongside the existing 40 megawatts. The spokesperson of the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Sandeep Kumar Dev, said that the agreement was reached after discussions on necessary technical preparations. The meeting reviewed the recommendations of the Joint Action Committee meeting held on the 26th of November and discussed six key agenda items. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has launched a nationwide agricultural survey in collaboration with local provincial ministries and relevant stakeholders. According to Ramkrishna Ragmi, chief of the Ministry's Statistics Section, a one-door system has been established for data collection to avoid duplication. The survey will collect data on agricultural production, livestock, cost, marketing, income, irrigation, and infrastructure. Coordinator of the Nepali Communist Party, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, says a broader single front of leftist and non-leftist forces is needed in the country to resolve the existing crisis. Addressing a mass meeting organized by the Nepali Communist Party in Dhanagadi today, leader Dahal said that his party was welcoming other leftist parties and the national forces as well. Prachanda said that the efforts are being taken to bring leftist, progressive and democratic forces in the front of the Nepali Communist Party to resolve the country's challenges created after the Janji protest. This news comes from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीने
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनु होस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुस् डेटा चलाउनुस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #14#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Nepal has been paying 560,000 rupees per month for land leased at Kolkata and Haldia ports in India, which remain largely unused. The problem has arisen due to poor management by the Nepal Transit and Warehousing Company Limited, responsible for a 4,850 square foot warehouse at Kolkata port. The lease at Kolkata has now ended. At Haldia port, nearly 9,000 square feet of leased land is lying idle. Now, sports update. Biratnagar Kings have pulled off a thrilling victory against Karnali Axe in the Nepal Premier League NPL. Riding on a half-century by Bashir Ahmed, Biratnagar secured the dramatic win. Chasing a target of 161 runs set by Karnali Axe, Biratnagar Kings reached 163 runs for the loss of 7 wickets, with one ball remaining to clinch the match. Meanwhile, in the first match today, Kathmandu Gurkhas came out of victorious in today's first match of the second edition of Nepal Premier League NPL underway in Kathmandu. Kathmandu defeated Chaitwan Rhinos by 53 runs, chasing a target of 143 runs for the victory. Chaitwan was all out for 89 runs in 17.2 overs. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 128 people have died in a devastating fire that engulfed multiple high-rise buildings in Hong Kong, the BBC says. A further 79 people have been injured in the city's deadliest blaze in more than 70 years, which occurred in the nearly suburb of Tai Po, while dozens remain missing. The tower blocks had been undergoing renovations when the fire began. The cause of the blaze remains unclear, but officials said on Friday that styrofoam placed on the outside of the windows facilitated its rapid spread. Three people overseeing the renovation are under arrest for manslaughter, and authorities have launched the corruption inquiry. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will permanently pause immigration to the U.S. from all third world countries, according to BBC. The U.S. president wrote in a Truth Social post that this would allow the U.S. system to fully recover from policies that had eroded the gains and living conditions of many Americans. He did not provide details of his plan or name which countries might be affected. President Trump's comments came a day after Afghan national was accused of shooting two members of the National Guard in Washington, D.C., one of whom has died. Trump suggested the incident underlined a major national security threat. The president's subsequent announcement represents a further toughening of his stance on immigration. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy over the hilly, high hilly and mountainous areas of Kochi and Gandaki provinces, while mainly fair weather is expected in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki directs Nepali Army to fulfill election security responsibility in coordination with other security agencies. Shortage of specialist of fax services of National Organ Transplant Center in Bhaktapur. Biratnagar Kings defeat Karnali Axe in Nepal Premier League second match. Kathmandu Gurkhas win first match against Chaitwan Rhinos. And Hong Kong tower blocks fire, death toll rises to 128. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.